You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It is Friday. He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen Jacoby.
Up,
tell me, what is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
We have an update on where James Harden might play basketball this season. We have the Raiders blowing their playoff chances last night, but we start with some breaking news. Drew Brees, after breaking 11 ribs and puncturing his lung, is going to play Sunday in New Orleans against the Chiefs after we saw the Taysom Hill experiment last for four games. Jalen, what do you think about this decision for Drew Brees to play and how it impacts this game?
I'm a highly trained professional, Jacoby. You know, I went to college for mass media, radio, TV, film, so I'm forced to play a doctor on television. You might not believe this. When I was young, I actually thought I was Dr. J. I even signed my autographs as such. Everybody used to laugh at me. And the reason why I bring this up is, what did you say happened to Drew Brees? Did you say
he broke 11 ribs? 11 ribs. Broke them.
Let me just say this. If he broke 11 ribs and he punctured a lung and he coming back to play a football game in 4 to 6 weeks, he got a special anointing, dog. Like, forget football. He got a higher calling. You know, if he coming back from that injury. But with that being said, I mean, their offense is going to be explosive. It was great to see Michael Thomas start getting some catches, start getting some yards. Alvin Kamara wasn't as effective, clearly, with Taysom Hill on the center. Now expecting to go back to being a dual threat. They're the best trio in football, sets of triplets. Hopefully their defense now can get back to playing the way we expect them to play after getting shredded by Jalen Hurts and Philadelphia. We'll see how they come out and if they respond to that loss last week.
I would say the trio in Green Bay is better, but we don't have to argue that now because I want to turn our attention to the other side of the ball, which is the Kansas City Chiefs and their weapons, especially a gentleman by the name of Travis Kelce. Jalen, let's celebrate Mr. Kelce's accomplishments because as much as he is praised, he does not get enough.
There are times in my life, Jacoby, believe it or not, I actually had a tight end. There are times in my life I actually had one. I'm getting back to it. And the reason why I bring that up is one of my favorite positions. So when I see guys like Waller and Kelce, it just reminds me of throwbacks like Ozzie Newsome and Tony Gonzalez and Shannon Sharp. You know, Antonio Gates, some of my favorite people that I watch play the position all of the years I've been watching football.
Did you just make a tight end pun joke? Did you just make a tight end pun joke in the year 2020 and think that was original and funny? Oh, God. It is so Friday here today. Well, Jalen, I'm going to bring up something I brought up on Monday, and that is the Chiefs' margin of victory in the past five games. They are easily head and shoulders, not just the best team in the AFC, but the best team in the NFL, yet they always end up just kind of sort of squeaking out these victories. Drew Brees back in New Orleans. With fans, limited number of fans in the dome, I am picking the Saints with the upset. Their defense is excellent. I know they kind of got beaten up by Jalen Hurts and the Eagles last week. But in the dome, the Chiefs just kind of sort of just pull it out at the end of the game. I'm going the Saints in an upset over the Chiefs.
I got you, dog. Like I said, Travis Kelce has a chance, Jacoby, to be the first tight end to lead the league in reception yards. He's going to go crazy this week. The Chiefs in fast forward, they find a way to still get it done.
That is clearly the marquee game in this NFL Sunday, and we'll preview a lot of other ones. But first, we have to turn our attention to the National Basketball Association, where we have an update on James Harden. Two things. Number one, the Rockets have expanded the number of teams that they would discuss a potential trade with beyond the Nets and the 76ers to other contenders. And we have word that the Sixers would be maybe kind of sort of willing to part with Ben Simmons in a package for James Harden. Jalen, what do you think about those two updates on James Harden's future?
I love those updates and that professional reporting. You remember when the Washington Wizards came out and said that they weren't going to move John Wall? And then you look up a couple of weeks later, they moved John Wall. I knew James Harden was getting moved on the basketball floor. When he returned, they won the tip, and John Wall crossed half court with the basketball. Trust me, for a guy that's led this league three straight times in scoring. You know, the only other guys to do that consecutive seasons were Gerv, the Iceman, MJ, Ernest, and Kevin Durant. Like, he's in that category. He's a fantastic offensive weapon, Jacoby, but he just handled his trade request improperly with the squad. You're supposed to come back, be on time, be in shape, play top basketball, and then now the other squads like Philly and or the Nets that you put in pole position, they could try to grab you. Now they've opened it up to the rest of the league. So Pat Riley on the phone now and other people that's trying to sniff around to see if they can get him. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, but he'll definitely get moved.
One thing I find interesting about the 76ers being willing to part with Ben Simmons is this quote from Daryl Morey. Do you remember him? Like Tommy Shepard before him said, "We are not trading Ben Simmons. He's an important part of our future." Jalen, if they end up trading him, what does this look like for Daryl Morey?
So, apples and oranges, even though they seem like they're the same. When you're Washington and you're a team that didn't make the playoffs, and we know Bradley Beal and Wall didn't ever see eye to eye the way they should to maximize their talent. And we talked about John Wall's offseason and how once, you know, he was videoed, that I felt like that was going to be his exodus from Washington. This situation is vastly different. You bring in Daryl Morey, you bring in Doc Rivers for validity to your audience and to your fans. So Ben Simmons is a young prospect, Jacoby, that's been an all-NBA player. So you got to be careful when you speak into the microphone because you're earning the trust of the people and you're earning the trust of the locker room. And if you say you're not going to move Ben Simmons, you can't necessarily jump up next week and move Ben Simmons. Because a lot of his fans and a lot of people who don't like the move, they're going to, A, not necessarily trust your word because you just lied into a microphone, because it's sometimes your job to do. But B, you could just avoid the entire thing and say, we love what we're doing right now. We're trying to build on what we have. And if the best deal approaches, we'll deal with it. But when you say you're not going to move him, there are most people and people in your locker room that heard that he's not being moved. So either we need to listen to what he's saying and he's not going to be moved, or we're going to look back and feel like we were told a lie.
Well, honestly, the Simmons plus some pieces for Harden deal seems like on paper it works for both sides. We will see if it happens, but I don't see any other natural dance partner for the Rockets to move Harden aside from them. Moving on to last night's NFL football game. The Las Vegas Raiders needed this one, Jalen. They needed this one for their playoffs hopes. Everything was on the line for the Raiders in this game. And what did they do, Jay?
So here's the thing, dog. Yeah.
Dog. They lost the game.
So for those that don't know, our producer, Demetrius, is a diehard Raiders fan. And they're just a tick better than the Lions. He just doesn't realize it. And so when
that's the most disrespectful thing anyone's ever said about the Raiders.
Weren't going to make the playoffs. He was in shock. The music stopped. Can you stop the music at the club, Reg or Tanner? He stopped the music. Like, are you serious? I'm like, dog, have you been watching your team the last 5 weeks? They lost four of those games and should have lost to the Jets. Fired their defensive coordinator. They lost their quarterback in the first quarter yesterday. Waller's a beast. Jacobs is an animal. I love both of them as young prospects. But this is not a playoff team. Look, he's wide open, Jacoby. You know what that season's name is?
Hit the stop.
You know what his name is? You know what his name is? Jalen strikes again, D. Strikes again.
The Raiders defense did not look great yesterday, and they had a chance to win. They had a chance to win. At the end of the game, they kicked like a 75-yard field goal. It was one of the most curious decisions I've ever seen. It was just like, what? When they brought out the kicker, I'm sitting there in my bed like, what are they trying to do here? Like, they're going to run a fake field goal at the end of the game?
I know I'm old school and I watch too much of this stuff, because I was literally at the studio in South Seaport when they said this. I was like, do they think they got Jan Stenerud? I was literally trying to think of a kicker that had a half a foot that played a long time in the league, because I'm like, this is getting blocked. There's no way this is going in. It was like a comedy of errors by both teams at the end of the game.
It really was. It seems like Anthony Lynn tries new and inventive ways to lose football games at the end. And this time he was just out-dueled. Out-dueled by a man who wore the wrong hat. Which, like, we can't say enough about this. Like, John Gruden actually walked on the field with an Oakland Raiders hat on and then said it was a prank that was pulled on him or whatever. And let's not forget, he used to coach the Oakland Raiders. Did he just have this one in the closet, or do you believe that he was really duped by someone in the organization?
No, dog. Let me tell you something. My guy John Gruden got his ears to the street, and he knows Oakland is the Bay on fire right now.
Versus battle.
He can't be on national TV with a hat that says Las Vegas with the words Raiders under it. Not just yet. Short was on the show yesterday. He and E-40, the goon with the spoon, got a versus this weekend. You know the entire country going to be hypey this weekend. We're going to be saying hella. We're going to be saying dank. We're going to be representing the Bay to the fullest. John Gruden knows this. So therefore, he had to rock a hat to say Oakland.
John Gruden is just excited for the E-42 short versus battle on Saturday. So he had to come out with the Oakland Raiders hat. And then when someone noticed, they made him switch it. Good for John Gruden. Always got his ear to the streets. Always got his ear to the streets. However, he will not have his ear in the playoffs because they tried to kick an 80-yard field goal and then lost the game to the Chargers. It is time for some very important news that matters. Jalen, one of the greatest artistic achievements of our species, of course, is the film. Not the movie, the film coming to America. And the sequel is soon upon us. What you're looking at is an image from Coming to America 2. Jalen, how hype are you for the sequel to Coming to America?
Hey, dog, this is an all-time classic. This is one of those things like rap music that we was trying to keep into the community for ourselves, and then mainstream America just got exposed to it. Coming to America, man, Eddie Murphy, it's great that they're redoing this flick. I can't wait to check it out. It's gonna be historic. And by the way, Jacoby, you always get on me about knowing movie plots. It's funny, you didn't ask me the plot to this one. You figure I know, huh?
No. Here's the thing is, I know if it's all black people in the cast, you know every single plot point in the film. However, so, if it features people that look like me, you just have some sort of like recollection based on what the title says.
So therefore, I want to flip the script. Can you name me one or two characters in Coming to America?
All right. First of all, I know the full plot to Coming to America, and I'm personally disrespected by that question. That hurts. I thought we were friends. I really thought we were friends. Gob's upset. Go to break. Go to break before we skate into fight.
Name one of the characters.
Coming to you live from Pier 17, the South Street Seaport, and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it's time for the segment where you decide what we discuss. It is Keep It Moving.
Tang. Woo. Tang.
If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving, and we start with what I believe is our first hold me back moment of the 2021 season in the NBA. This time it is Thomas Bryant and Blake Griffin. Jalen, commentate what you see before you.
Well, Bryant trying to get position on Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin doesn't want him to get a layup. Blake Griffin has a guaranteed contract to play in a lot of years. And he uses his body weight against him and he throws him down. And then it's hold me back after that. And you know right now during COVID, y'all got to put on some masks. Y'all going to be getting that close now.
I do like the way Blake Griffin handled that. He just laughed at him the whole time. Like, he wasn't trying to be a tough guy and, like, try to go nose to nose or say, meet me outside. He was just like, you know, we all know what this is going to result in. This is going to result in absolutely nothing. So you might as well save yourself your breath and your energy because nothing is going to happen from this. And also, that might be the only time that we show the Pistons the entire season because I don't know what y'all are doing with that franchise, but it might be worse than the Lions. Moving on. We actually have some Kawhi Leonard information. Well, as you know, a gentleman is claiming that Jerry West owes him $2.5 million for his involvement in bringing Kawhi Leonard to the Clippers. Kawhi said that that man had nothing to do with me coming here, meaning Kawhi to the Clippers. What do you think of this story, Jalen?
Jacoby always says everybody's a hero in their own movie. So therefore, if he sent an email, if he sent a text, if he had one phone conversation, that's valid. But Jacoby, I can't front, like I mentioned on here before, and I got some very credible people in my phone. I'm not saying that he's the lead domino by any stretch of the imagination, but at one point in time, he had some level of support and or involvement, allegedly, to Kawhi potentially getting hooked up with Wes and getting further in, hooked up with the Clippers and then making sure they kind of knew what to say in the meeting type of thing. So again, I think you're going to see this get settled out of court.
Well, Jalen, since you quoted me, I will quote you. Whether it's 1% or 99%, he probably had some involvement. Where it falls in that spectrum, we will never know. But it's somewhere on that spectrum. And he, if he had some influence, or if he even said, gave him Uncle Dennis's number or told him that maybe Paul George was a possibility, even if it was 1% of influence over Kawhi Leonard coming to the Clippers, you will see a settlement happen out of court. Moving on to the NFL weekend, we have the Browns looking to get 10 wins against the Giants. That is the Sunday night game. Keep moving into the breaks.
Browns going to have double-digit wins after this weekend. Baker's been playing really well the last couple of weeks. Keep it moving.
Sure has. We'll
keep
moving.
It moving. We keep it moving.
Jalen, we picked the Cardinals as our team before the season started. They need this win Sunday afternoon in Arizona against Jalen Hurts-led Eagles. Will our Cardinals get this win that they need so desperately?
I think so. And you know what they did last week that I'd like to see them do more often? Is actually feed D-Hop. Because what ends up happening is when you have so many weapons and Kyler can do so many things, you end up spreading the football around. Like they did it last week. I think they could do it this week. I can't wait to see he and Slay go head to head. I feel like the Cardinals find a way to win, even though it's, oh man, I don't want to pick against three Jalens. That's blasphemy.
No, they're going to win. Here's what happened. No one really said it out loud, but Kyler Murray was hurt for like 5 weeks in a row. But last week, he looked like the old Kyler Murray. I think the Cardinals take this one pretty easily. And then we have an AFC East showdown. Usually the Patriots are on top of the division and the Dolphins are trying to upset their playoff hopes. This time it's a little bit the other way around. However, the Bills are on top of the division. Keep moving and hit the brakes. Patriots Dolphins.
I'm looking forward to watching this game more so to see how the Patriots, though a different football team, still Bill Belichick, respond to being bounced last year basically by the Dolphins and having a rookie QB. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Another divisional game. This time it is Tampa Bay against the Falcons. Keep moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes, with us. Hit the brakes.
Jalen, I can't tell if the Buccaneers are the best team in the NFC or are a complete mess. I have no idea where they are. Tell me, are they a good playoff team or are they going to have to make some serious changes this offseason?
They're good, but Jacoby, I feel like almost like the Clippers in the NBA for different reasons. So many changes in one offseason, it's tough for a team to put it all together and win the Super Bowl that same year. You know, the Saints have had heartbreaking losses to end their season the last couple of years. And you know you got wild cards anytime you got Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson on your team. So based on that, I think the Bucs do find a way to get this win. But they still got to play a lot better and a lot more balanced.
Okay. Jalen, the Lions, one of your only chances to watch them play because they ain't making the playoffs. Oh, okay. We'll go to the Lions and the Titans. They play the Titans. How much do you think they're going to lose by? 22 to 30 points is what I would say.
Here's the only thing about this weekend. Like, we once had Megatron. They kind of have their version now in A.J. Brown. Right, we have had Billy Sims and Barry Sanders. They got Derrick Henry. And you know what I fear is defensive backs trying to run up on Derrick Henry.
Like, don't do it.
That's a problem waiting to happen, dog. And so he's going for 2,000 this year. For those that haven't paid attention, he has an opportunity to not only break Eric Dickerson's record, but to get 2,000 yards, I'm scared that he's going to try to get 200 of them yards, Jacoby, against us this weekend.
He's going for 2,000. He's to average 156 in the next three games to get there, and he's got his eye on the Lions' defense. He's going to be stiff-arming everybody. I can't wait till Lewis Riddick gets hired because finally we'll have some intelligence and some balance in that front office, and maybe something good will happen for the Detroit Lions because it's been so long. When we come back, not just games on Sunday, it is conference championship weekend. We'll preview the biggest game in the ACC. That's next on Jalen and Jacoby. Two games tonight on the ESPN Networks, ESPN2 at 8 o'clock. It is the Brooklyn Nets against the Boston Celtics, and then in the nightcap at 10:30, the Lakers take on the Suns on ESPN. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, that is Ian Book leading the Irish over Clemson. During the regular ACC season, they meet in the ACC Championship. Can the Irish, led by Book, pull off the upset?
It's going to be a lot closer than some people may realize since Trevor Lawrence returned. And as a Midwesterner, a longtime Michigan Wolverine fan, I got a profound respect for Notre Dame football, whether it's Tim Brown, Rocky Ismail. I was at a game where he returned 2 touchdowns. I was at a game where Desmond did the catch. I think, however, Clemson finds a way to get their revenge this weekend.
Jalen, as we head into the weekend, we wanted to celebrate some high school football. Take a look at Doug Brooks from Shiner High School. Look at this stiff arm from the big running back. Look at this. Get off me.
Absolutely. Doug out there giving Shiner. So this Jerome Bettis. Looking like the bus out there. Looking like Derrick Henry, Earl Campbell.
I just love the head coach being like, you know what? I don't think anyone can tackle this guy. Let's just make him the running back and see what happens. And it paid off. You can see Jalen tonight on NBA Countdown at 7 o'clock. You can see us next Monday at 2 p.m. Everyone have a wonderful weekend. Make sure you listen to our podcast and stay safe. We always say we get the people they want. Part of giving the people they want is providing podcast exclusive content. As you know, yesterday we had a full podcast exclusive show. We'll continue to do that for you every Tuesday and Thursday. A couple days off as the holidays are coming, but we're going to give you a dope pod of stuff too.
Holiday.
So I'm going to take everybody behind the curtain for a second, because as we all know, Jalen only cares about two things in life. Three things in life. Four things. Five things. Basketball. Family.
Check.
Lobster.
Check,
his background
check.
On the show.
Check. Definitely. Last time that I checked.
And his hair.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, on the conference call this morning, I just feel like your confidence level with your hair is starting to get off a little bit. Because you asked our producer, Andrea, what you should do with your hair for Christmas. And I'm thinking in the back of my head, you've been preparing for this moment. For 3 months, I've been having to do a show with a dude with a hat on for 3 months, and you don't even know what you're gonna do. Now you put it out in the polls. You're phoning a friend. What happened? I knew the second this. Yeah. What? Yeah. What are you doing?
All right. So boom to boom. So here's an important thing that just happened right now. We're doing the pod. It's Friday afternoon. I'm cooking. I'm taking out my Jamaican rum. So when I get off work tonight, it'll be thawed out because I get off late. And
why you keep it in the freezer? Why
like,
you keep it in the freezer?
Kind of like Tracy Morgan. Kind of like Tracy Morgan in this last OG show. If anybody has seen the episode with the barber, the legend, played by Rakim, his name was Sears. And in my ear, I just heard the legend. I heard the legend. Reg the Ledge has spoken.
He doesn't believe in you either.
Reg the Ledge has spoken. The guy that brought me my first do-rag. The guy that got me my first Jamaican oils. David Jacoby, the guy that seen me do television shows for the first time in my career with hats and beanies and Scullies, wolfing, getting ready for the big stage. 5 games, Christmas Day. And then I grew my hair out for a minute. And then when I grew my hair out for a minute, I heard one word that is really important to you when you get closer to 50, Jacoby. You know what that word is?
Graves.
Younger. Look younger. And when you hear that word, Jacoby, You got to think twice. You got to think twice. And over the last couple of days, I was thinking, what should I do for Christmas Day? I know I'm going to be crisp. I got my suits. I hooked up everything. But now Reg the Ledge has spoken. So therefore, Andrea and Reg confirmed it. I will be doing my best to take my ponytail down, my curls down tonight when I get done with NBA Countdown. And I will be ready.
I'm concerned about you, Jalen. I'm really concerned about you. I just want you to know that. As your brother, I'm concerned about you. Because you've never really like reached out to other people and just sort of like, you know, mad other people to do it. And we need you to be wavy. We need the Graves to come out. The gray waves. We need the Graves. Break out the Graves. Okay. Break out the Graves, okay. Jay. Break out the Graves.
All right. Said, Jacoby, I heard a magical word, dog. Younger.
But who are you listening to? Did someone tweet at you? Like, who are you really listening to? You know what I mean?
No.
Just because someone said, people compliment you all the time. People are going to compliment you. Not just talk about you personally, Jalen, but people compliment you all the time. Sometimes they don't mean it. You know, like whenever, you can't really take that stuff into consideration like that. Like, people are going to say stuff all the time. Like, I swear, every time my wife and one of her friends gets together, the first thing they say is, like, how cute something they have on is or whatever. It's like they compliment each other on what they're wearing. It's like it's just customary. They don't mean what they're saying. It's just part of the way they communicate.
But, you know, well, women do that different. They also walk up to each other sometimes and grope one another. Like, grab their thigh, grab their bosom, like, girl, girl, girl. And that's really, you know, confident and refreshing to see how they give love to each other. Men should take that into account instead of being mean and angry and sometimes jealous to one another. No, you're right, D.
Yeah, next time I see you, I'm just going to grab your thigh. That's what you want? Is that what you're hinting? Is that what you're hinting at, Jay? Instead of shaking your hand, instead of giving you a pound, you just want me to come up and just give you a thigh massage? Is that what's going on? That's what's hot in the streets right now, Jay?
I guess you're right. That's like one of those Biggie lyrics that I went back and was listening to the other day. I was like, wow, he said that?
Yeah.
You do what to her daddy?
Things are different in the
90s. You do what to her daddy?
Things are different in the 90s.
Like, whoa.
Like back when you used to like freestyle, you get together and like have some beers and freestyle. Someone would always say some super left stuff off the top of their head. You're like,
wow.
It'd be like a record stop moment. You're like, whoa, what'd you just say you were going to do to me? What?
And for those that might, if we get in some video, this is Extreme Podcast exclusive. You know, it's Friday. I'm feeling good. Season about to start.
So do you cook Looking anything besides lobster tails and wings? You always say what a great chef you are, but it feels like it's just lobster tails and wings. I feel like you got two pitches.
Duh. I got ribs. I got ribs that I hook up with the best of them. I wash my hands, dog. What I need gloves on for, D?
If you're cooking your own food, you're fine.
What I need some gloves on for?
All I know is you got a real rich kitchen.
You know what?
You got a rich kitchen. You got a seven-figure kitchen.
You know what, D? Just reminded me. You know what?
What?
The kind of guy that asked me to wear gloves in the kitchen while I'm cooking for myself, you're the kind of guy just walk around all day with a condom on. Just walk around with a condom on.
This is such a Friday show. Oh, Jalen. Tell me about what's in the jar. So one thing people don't know about Jalen does not drink from a normal cup, right? It's always jars or vases for flowers or some sort of like carafe for wine or something. Like he doesn't have just like a cup, right? So now what he said is he takes out his Jamaican rum from the freezer, right? And it looks like a raspberry smoothie and it's frozen. So I know it's not just Jamaican rum. So what is that concoction in that jar?
Well, actually this Jamaican version of a sangria. That's the wrong thing.
So what's that?
This the Jamaican rum.
Okay, I just want everyone to listen at home that Jalen's got about a gallon and a half of alcohol that he plans on drinking tonight after this show.
Like, that's, nah, like, for the
that's
weekend.
Like 64 for the holidays.
For the holiday,
So take the people behind the curtain. What are those concoctions? Did you make those? Did you buy those?
No, actually, there's a black-owned business not too far from where I live. That's a Jamaican restaurant, and a young lady each Thursday hooks up something special.
Oh, that's nice.
She lets me know what's going to be on the menu. I order off the menu, and out of gratitude, she turned me on, because she's Jamaican, to their rum. And you know, of course, as much as I like food, I was like, wait a minute, you got rum too? Yeah, whoa, hit the brakes. You got rum too? So at that point, like yesterday, Jacoby, I got some oxtails.
Love oxtails. Love oxtails so much.
Okay, jerk oxtails is what I
feel
had
like.
Yesterday.
I feel like white people are scared of oxtail. I feel like white people are like, wait, yeah, you're going to eat the tail?
And then because my wife is Jamaican.
My wife is Jamaican, yeah. So, like, I remember her mom made oxtail, and I ate it for the first time, and I was a little skeptical. It's like, wait, we're going to eat, like the tail, like, right near where the poop comes out? Like, all right, I'll try that. So good.
Yeah, it just ain't exposed to it.
So good. Oxtail is so good when it's done right. When it's done right, it is so good. It's like the most tender short rib you've ever had in your life.
Yeah, I agree.
What else do you have?
No, it's just a light day, dog. It's a real today, Friday, like I said. I'm doing an interview for Renaissance Man today. Actually, Adam
no one
Silver.
Asked you what your day was. Adam Silver's doing a show.
Yeah, Adam Silver. Gonna interview Adam Silver today. Gonna release it on Thursday. You know, the NBA tips off on the 22nd. 5 games on Christmas Day. Want to promote the start of the NBA season and talk to the commish. And I want to thank him, dog. I want to thank the commissioner. You know why I want to thank him? Shout out to my brother Styles P, who sent me this hoodie. Pharmacy in the house.
This is a podcast.
You know why I want to thank him? It's because I know his job was tough when he had to go to some people and say, hey, we're going to put 29 messages on the back of these jerseys. And we're going to put Black Lives Matter on the court.
That wasn't only it. Job was tough when the Bucks were like, we ain't playing basketball. And everybody else is like, we ain't playing basketball right, either. Right. LeBron James is like, I want to go home.
Right.
And then he has to. And then he's empathetic to the cause. He's also empathetic to everything that's happening in the world. But he wants his basketball to be played. But he understands how everyone's feeling. Like, that's got to be a very difficult place to be in. A very difficult place
exactly.
to be in.
Exactly. So I'm going to talk to him about that. And ask him who his favorite rapper is. I want to know who his favorite rapper is.
He's not going to give you a name.
You don't think he's going to name somebody?
I wonder. Let's see. Who is Adam Silver's favorite? Will Smith. Will Smith is Adam Silver's favorite rapper.
He has so many Will NBA Smith. Games, dog.
It's Will Smith. It's Will
so
Smith.
So many NBA games. I know he be hearing the hip-hop, dog.
He's going to be like Conway the Machine. He's like, oh, exactly. Okay. Oh, you know who's going to say? He's going to say Dame Lillard. That's what he should say. He should say Dame Lillard.
For real, dog. You know my head would explode if he say Griselda. You like, like, seriously? It'd be the favorite thing that someone has ever said to me if he said that.
I would love it. I'm going to text him before he does the interview and tell him to say Benny the Butcher. I'm gonna text him. I got Adam Silver on the text. No, I don't. He got a burner Twitter account that someone figured out was him. I think he lives by
doesn't
he? Yeah,
I know. He got to make sure he's following his players, dog. I would do that too. Just like if you wasn't on social, you would do that with your kids.
Oh, I'm going to. I'm gonna put a tracking device on my kids. They got this thing called Tiles. Like, it's like basically a tracking device. I'm gonna put it right in the kids' backpacks. People already do that. Like, know exactly where you are at all times. And then once you buy a kid a phone, you can just track them. All right,
yeah,
go ahead.
For sure. So I got to ask you something. One of my favorite IG posts of all time happened yesterday. It was you and the kids, dog. Oh, yeah. Y'all were sliding down hills, enjoying the snow. Like, those are the type of things that uncles need to get invited to, dog. I was jealous.
You're always invited. You're always invited. First of all, you're so black that you don't even say the word sledding. You just say sliding. You know what I mean? That's how black you are. Because y'all didn't have sleds. You just had, like, cardboard boxes and lunch trays and stuff.
Yeah, so, we break down some boxes all day.
So we had a snowstorm here in New York City, right? And kids hadn't seen snow because they lived in LA for a few years. Last couple years, like, we didn't really get snow in the Northeast, but we had a real snowstorm, you know, like probably 4 inches or whatever. And the snow was kind of perfect for sledding. So one of the kids in the neighborhood was going to go to this one little hill and go sledding. So the kid, we don't have a sled. I don't have a sled. I'll buy a sled. So we get there. And my wife was there first. I was doing some Christmas shopping. Y'all got to do your Christmas shopping right now. I try to do some online Christmas shopping. That stuff is not getting there by Christmas. So you gotta get out of the house. Yesterday, I was like, oh, I got plenty of time. I was like, it's, you know, 8 days before Christmas, I can just do this online. Nope, can't do it online. It's over. So you lost. So if you haven't done your Christmas shopping, don't plan on doing it online because it's not getting there on time. So I realized that. So I had to run around. And it's impossible to get around in New York City now because you're scared of the subway and cars and everything. So I had to run around to some stores, get some Legos or whatnot. So whatever. So I meet up with them. And they're at the sledding hill. And Quincy's on a sled. Going up and down on a sled like it's his. And he's got the girls in his lap, so they're all going up and down the hill on the sled. Oh, Quincy, where'd you get the sled? He goes, I found it. Where'd you find it? So it was over there. It was over there.
You?
No one was using it. It was over there.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, huh. And I was like, huh. So now it's getting dark. And I had some reservations for some outdoor dining when you dine in one of those little plastic tents. For the kids, I was gonna give my wife some time off. So I went to, so I was like, all right, we gotta go, kids, we gotta go. And I'm thinking to myself, now here's what I wanna ask you, Jalen. So we're gonna leave, and Quincy found the sled. Do we leave the sled there, or do we leave with the sled?
Oh, I'm the perfect person to answer this for you. First off, you started this conversation by doing the distinction between sliding and sled, right? So this is definitely cultural. But you know what's universal? Finding things.
Yes.
You know when I felt like I wasn't so bad at it? When I fell in love with Good Times and J.J. Evans used to find things all of the time too. You know? He'd come home, and this is like my brother Kev, by the way. He don't mind me telling these stories. Like, my brother Kev, like, y'all see him now. He retired from the Army. He, like, all professional.
Upstanding citizen, great photographer.
Exactly. Hey, dog, let me say, he used to find dogs. Like, we had Champ and Capone. We had a German Shepherd and a pit bull. They was called we had a Doberman and a German Shepherd called Champ and Capone.
And then, black people always name their dogs like super tough things. Like my wife's dog growing up, like, what was your dog name? She's like,
killer.
Power. Yeah, power.
Yeah, killer.
It was just like,
your dog ought to be a straight killer. And you know what else he used to find? Like, back in the day, people used to steal, like, not only the tires and the hubcaps, but you just steal the emblem off the front of the car. So, like, the Cadillac emblem and the Benz emblem, and then they become belt buckles or chains.
Yep.
We used to have those all day. All day. And so, this is my advice to Q. As somebody that's gone to a lot of basketball courts without a ball, but left with a ball, I've done that, to, like, for real. Like, I'm Houdini with it. I'm Houdini with it. Like, I was the dude, dog. I'll bring a marker and put my initials on the ball like it was mine. And then look up hours later, argue with the person like, this my ball.
It's got my name on it.
Like, for real, for real. And so what I'll tell Q is, you got to keep the sled, dog. Because I saw the video. You had your sisters. They were screaming. They were happy. Like,
they were so happy. We definitely kept the sled. We definitely kept the sled. Hell yeah. Definitely kept the sled. What am I going to do? Like, just put it on the ground and just walk away from it? It's also like, it's not like it's a bicycle or a scooter or something that costs $50. This is just a piece of plastic that costs like $3.99.
Same thing. I gotta stop you there.
I can't teach my kid to steal a bike, dog.
Because you could go further. You could be like, it's not a car. It's not a house. It's not a stock. It's not a bond.
Yeah.
You know, you could go further and further. There was a kid that left yesterday that went home and cried real tears because their sled was gone. So don't act like...
They should have kept a better eye on it. But I did tell him, I was like, if you're ever sledding and someone asked for it, like it's theirs, you got to give it back.
No.
That's what I told him.
No.
You got to give it back.
No.
We're going to put his initials on it when we get home.
I'm going to tell you when he decided it was his. Trust me. I'm going to tell you, he didn't realize it was going to be his until y'all slid down and his sister started screaming. Oh, man. Once his sister started screaming, he's like, this me right here. Flat out. He was on some big bruh. Oh, you know what? Here's what I want to show you.
He wouldn't let his sisters go down with them. And I was like, Quincy, that's not even your sled. Like, what are you trying to act like you got some ownership over it? Like, no, it's not even yours. He's like, you guys can't have a turn.
Introduce you to my friend that you always joke with me about.
Okay, Jalen, sometimes you just don't understand that this is an audio format. This is an audio format, Jalen Anthony Rose. So the people listening can't see what we can see together. I just want
you to
know.
That's why amazing hosts and entertainers are supposed to paint mental pictures to make you feel like you're there. See, dog,
then you
gotta
find
I'm old enough
to
remember.
Then you got to find one of those. Then you got to find one of those.
No, let me tell you something,
you got to find
dog.
One of those.
When no, I was
we
little,
got to the voicemails.
Dog,
I don't know. Nope, nope.
We used to listen to the baseball game on the radio.
Oh, my God. You act like people don't listen to baseball games on the radio, like people don't have cars. All right. We're going to do some voicemail. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. And today we have a theme. Our producer, Andrea, took your question about your hair.
She's the bomb.
She decided to do a hair-only voicemails today. Let's listen to the first one.
Because she's the bomb.
Hey, what's up, J&J? Shout out, Reg. Shout out the whole staff working hard virtually across the country. I got a quick question for y'all. This is Nathan from Austin, Texas, 512. I've been in the dating world, you know, this year, pandemic, being safe. I've actually been pretty lucky to be dating a girl, a wonderful girl I met, and she looks more like Jalen and Reg. And this is one of my first relationships in this kind of power couple. And one of the most important topics that I've learned a lot about is a black woman's hair. And I know Jacoby's got young daughters and a black wife. And, of course, Jalen's always putting on for the culture. And I just wanted to ask, see if you guys have any tips how to be, you know, culturally competent on this subject, how I can support her and, you know, be involved, even though I'm not knowledgeable on the subject. So hope y'all have a great weekend.
All right, so Nathan's in a similar swirl. That's what me and my wife call it, similar swirl. White dude and black girl. And he needs some tips about how he can learn and appropriately deal with a black woman and her hair. And I just have one piece of advice. Don't get it wet. Don't get a whip. Don't get a whip.
So, Jacoby gave some great advice about don't get it wet. I'm going to give you some free advice because water costs a lot these days. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. That's what you don't do. Don't lead by touching a black woman's hair. That is not the lead. Don't do that. That's how you turn them off, not the other way around. A couple of things I want to point out too. So, you know, growing up in a single parent home, I have an older sister and we didn't have a lot of bathrooms, you know? So like, you know, there's a lot of sharing of the bathroom. And there were certain products that clearly were not for me that I shouldn't touch. And a few of them were like really important to my mother and my sister's hair. And it's changed over the beginning of time, but I just like to give everybody some memories. Like, Jacoby, you old enough to remember a curling iron?
Yeah, they still have those, Jay.
I know, but like that used to be the main source. That was like my guy, I'm looking at the front door. Oh, I'm mad I can't remember his name. That's my guy, Discover Nas. Large Professor. Dictionary. And so, again, back to the point of the topic. A woman's hair is regal. It is royal. It is beautiful. It's like Samson in his strength in a lot of ways. I can relate in my own way. Let me just tell you my own progression. So for public consumption, as a guy, and women go through this, so I'm going to just get my male version of it. You see me with a bald head. You see me with a part down the middle of my head with a hook on it. See me with a part down the middle of my head that was straight. See me with a half moon Caesar. See me with the cross cut in the back of my head. See me with a low cut fade, low cut Caesar, with a taper. See me with and without waves. The thing I love about women's hair, and I'm going to shout black women because that's what we're talking about. Their hair is not only beautiful, but it's just so very versatile. So very versatile. Wear it up, wear it down, wear it short, wear it long.
Well, wear a wig. One thing I got to tell you, Nathan, sometimes it's just not even her hair at all. I went downstairs one time, my wife was having a bunch of girls over, and I was like, where's Joey? They're all like, what do you mean? I was like, where's Joey? I got to talk to her. And then this blonde lady turns around with Joey's face, and I was like, what is going on in the world? What is going on?
But here's what I also want to make sure I point out. Men try to act like they're shaming women for things that A, they can't do, or that they also do. Think about that. Love women and their hair.
We got time for one more quick voicemail. Don't forget to call 9580-JALEN and leave us a voicemail. We'll put you on the show. Hair theme voicemails today. We got time for one quick one.
What up, though, Jalen and Jacoby? My name is Anthony, calling from Poughkeepsie. Shout out, Reg. Can't forget to do that because I call all the time and my voicemails are never, ever played. So I'm guessing the reason is because I keep forgetting to shout out Reggie. So shout out, Reggie. Since Jalen, you are the wave expert, I have a question about waves. It seems like a popular hairstyle that's getting more and more popular. More and more people seem to be getting them. And I'm thinking about getting them, but problem is I've never seen a white person with them. I look more like Jacoby than Jalen. I've never seen somebody who looks like Jacoby with them. So my question is, do you have to have hair like Jalen to get waves, or is it possible to get waves with my kind of hair? If you could answer that, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Keep giving the people what they want.
I think Anthony's from Poughkeepsie. Shout out to Po-Town. My wife went to Vassar, so I was up in Poughkeepsie for two full years. Anthony, first of all, I love your courage. Such a bold achievement that you want to accomplish. He wants waves, Jalen. Now, I'm going to let you take this one. How can Anthony get waves?
So, Anthony, welcome to potentially the future waivers crew. I may be a retired member once 2021 hit for a little while. We'll see. But first off, yes, you can do it, regardless of your color. Jacoby's shaking his head right now, saying don't do it. I'm saying yes, you can do it. Here's how you can not only do it, but make it look dope, actually. Try to lay it down to where your hair is long as possible. Right? Lay it down to where your hair is long as possible. Get you some Get you grab that Michael Rainey Jr. clip that we posted. You gotta get you some oil, get you some pomade, get you a durag. Rinse, repeat, lay it down in and out of the shower. You can have you some 360s. Don't worry about what so Jacoby just says. Googled, don't worry about what Googled, anyone says.
I just Googled white guy with waves, and there are definitely some white guy wavers out there. I think you have to have curly hair. I think you have to have curly hair. Anthony, if you have curly hair, you can make it happen. I don't think you can do it. I have very straight hair. So I think you just need curly hair. Because there's some white guy wavers out there. It looks pretty dope, if you ask me, too.
And Rez just said it in my head. That's kind of like the professional wolfing dude that I'm rocking right now. Like, it can easily be laid down because my hair is long.
Okay, now it's got to a Photoshop of Obama with waves. Thank you for the calls, Nathan and Anthony. Anthony,
we love you, Nathan. Once you keep get us waved focused. Up, send us a picture.
Once you get waved up, send us a picture of the waves. We will be back with a special holiday show on Monday. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.